Now, it's no secret that I'm doing a book about Israel, so I'm really kind of neck deep in Jewish Israeli stuff right now. And this week it was Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. And there's a guy I follow on Periscope and on Twitter called Aaron Schaefer, tour guide Aaron, if you want to look him up on Twitter. And he explained about Yom Kippur. This is relevant, by the way, to what I've been talking about. It's not just suddenly a tangent I've gone off at. He explains Yom Kippur. Now, I actually can't bring it up on, like, normal audio. I've got it on my phone here. Let me just try and find it on my phone.
The way that the atonement is achieved on Yom Kippur is because Yom Kippur is the one day a year when we try to elevate ourselves to a place where we achieve a state of oneness with God. And on that level of the oneness with God, we no longer have room for any kind of blemishes, and we also have to try to achieve a state of oneness with one another. And through the oneness that we have with one another, together with God, there's no room anymore for sins. Sins can only happen between people when they see each other as being separate from one another. But when we see each other as being one and being together, then there's no room for sin. Just like a person doesn't hold a sin against himself, he forgives himself, so we also forgive one another, and God also forgives us when we try to reach to that place. So before Yom Kippur, everybody does the best that they can to repent. Do everything you can, apologize to everybody that you've hurt, try to pay back people you owe money to, try to repent for your sins, and then when this day of Yom Kippur comes, if you ask for atonement from the depth of your heart, then God wipes the slate clean, and we start the year with a new clean year. So that basically, Yom Kippur is the happiest day of the year. It's very serious on the one hand, but it's also the happiest day of the year because it's the day when we get a clean slate, and there's no happier day than a day when you get to have a clean slate and to start over again.
When you get to start over again. Now, Yom Kippur, right, it's like the Sabbath of Sabbaths. It's like the holiest day of the year. And for 25 hours or so, these people fast. They can't eat or drink. They can't wear leather shoes. There's no sex. They can't wear perfume. They can't wash. It's like a whole day of repentance. It's just you focus on repenting. And you ask God for, like he said, basically, for forgiveness of your sins, right? Because the idea is, according to tradition, a religious tradition, that God, around the new year, the Jewish new year, starts writing your destiny in the book of life for the next year, okay? So basically, all you do is forgive everybody, pay off all your debts, spiritually and so on, and start with a clean slate for the new year. Now, this was mind-blowing to me. Right? Not the no sex and no drinking and no wearing shoes or anything, but just this whole idea of beginning again, because it so ties in with what Jody was saying, this whole idea of getting out of the loop, just putting it all behind you and being happy. It's the happiest day of the year for Jewish people, right? That's the idea. It's just being happy in the now and letting go of all that low vibration stuff that's in your past. Just moving forward, forgive it and move on. And although I'm not Jewish, obviously, I do think we shall all have a Day of Atonement where we just get over ourselves, basically. We level it all out. We don't cling on to the past. We get rid of our pain, our sins, our misdeeds. We forgive ourselves. We forgive other people. And we move on. I think that is such a great idea. I'm not a big religious guy, but sometimes religion cracks it. And religion cracked it on this occasion. I am very impressed by that.